In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium. Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 on this atrocious football team and where they go from here and the rest of the NFL with Boomer in about an hour. And then Gerard Mayo will join us here at 9:15 this morning. And, of course, if you would like, you can watch this show on Twitch. And good morning to those of you that are. You can watch this show on YouTube, and hello to you as well. Just go to Twitch or YouTube and follow WEEI. We're going to get to, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up in about 15 minutes or so at 7:20. And then I have Bruins tickets to give away at 7:45, so an early holiday gift from the show at 7:45. And then Courtney has the news coming up at 8:20 this morning. But we have some leads left this morning, including one from Courtney. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
How was the movie on Friday?
You guys, if you have even the smallest interest in seeing Wicked, it doesn't...
I have none.
You should still go see it. If you've never seen the play, it doesn't matter. It's only part one. So I was talking to Wiggy because Wiggy keeps bringing up The Wizard of Oz and, you know, how it ties in. Mm-hmm. You don't really realize how it ties in until the second half. Because this part is really the prequel to how Elphaba became the Wicked Witch of the West and how Glinda became the Good Witch. It was probably the most beautiful movie I've ever seen.
Oh. You mean the way it was shot?
Yes. It was shot, the
better
acting.
Better than Legends of the Fall?
I've never seen that.
Oh, okay.
Titanic?
Yeah, better than Titanic.
Good Will Hunting?
Better.
Oh. She's talking about straight cinema.
Yeah, yes.
How do you
like
say
the
word?
Wait, what?
Cinematic.
Cinematography.
Cinematography?
Yeah. Yep. It just was really, really well done, and the sheer talent of Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, I was sobbing at the end.
Really?
The last scene, like when I tell you, it was the type of sobbing where I was like,
I hope nobody sang.
I'll check it out.
No singing.
No singing. Everybody was really respectful. There was a group in our row who, after like the big musical numbers, would clap. And that was fine.
That was okay with you?
Yeah, that was okay.
All right. Anyway, your lead.
We'll clap at the end.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be a depressing day here at Gillette. So, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I wanted to do a positive, feel good story in the football world. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but Baker Mayfield and his wife, Emily, donated almost $18,000 to Space Coast High School in Florida after they had a 1-8 season last year, and a big issue with them was they had out of date bad equipment. They weren't sure if they were going to be able to have a season this year. A mother of one of the players reached out to Baker and, you know, took a shot to say, hey, we need help with this program. They donate $18,000 towards equipment, including new helmets. They are now state champions.
Oh, all right.
And so Baker Mayfield was asked about this. Oh. This is a guy who's putting his money where his mouth is and doing good in the world. Here's what he had to say.
I got chills thinking about it. It's just a cool story. like I said, just got an unbelievable platform to be able to give back. And obviously they were in a predicament of probably not having a season, for not just for the varsity, the JV. They didn't have enough equipment. So just being able to give back and then seeing that turnaround, and it's all we did was get some helmets. They did the rest. They turned it around. They believed in it, and that's what football is all about. It's teaches you life lessons, how to handle adversity, how to deal with it and push forward. So, yeah, congrats to them. It's pretty special.
Awesome. All I just right, thought it was up. A great story, and you don't hear, you know, a ton of positive right. when guys are doing good in the world, and we should be talking about more of that.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, how was your trip to Georgia?
It was spectacular. The outcome wasn't great, but you know what? Very similar to what's going on in New England.
There's, I mean, UMass had a lead in that football game.
They covered.
They were up. I think they were up 7-0 and everything, but then there was a lot of disciplinary things that kind of plagued UMass and mistakes and everything. But, you know, there's going to be a whole new coaching staff. They got to change the culture there. And so hopefully the powers that be will send them in the right direction. And, you know, like the Lakewood story, the football story, they were able to turn around. Gerard Mayo also playing without good equipment. Mm. So here is what I will say. 6 wins, 5 wins, 3 wins, 6 wins. 6 wins, Kyle Shanahan's first year as head coach. 5 wins, Andy Reid's first year as head coach. 3 wins, Dan Campbell's first year as head coach. And 6 wins, yes, Bill Belichick's first year as head coach with the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. So I am not going to jump ship when we haven't hit the iceberg yet, because this is Mayo's first year, and there are some things that I expected him to do better as a first-year head coach, but I understand when you don't have the right equipment, or if you're not given the proper tools or the proper players in your first year, it's going to be a struggle. I don't know what it was like, because I wasn't an Eagles fan when Andy Reid took over the team back in 99 as his first year as a coach. So I'm going to bet there was probably a lot of dysfunction going on. Mm-hmm. Same with Kyle Shanahan. I am not going to completely go crazy over the fact that a team that I expected to not have many wins anyways is having some struggles with a guy who's a first-year head coach. I will give him a year, and let's see what happens this offseason. I do believe he kind of got bamboozled a little bit, and I do believe if he would answer to the man, hey, do you feel like you were given the best opportunity to succeed? I think he would probably tell you no. Mm. It's only his first year, and we would put all those guys that I mentioned as very, very good coaches.
Yes, okay.
So
jobs become available because the team usually isn't very good. That's what
right.
happens.
And usually the first year is a struggle for right. a lot of good head coaches. And, you know, we'll see what happens going next year into a second year if the Kraft helps out and gets him some pieces for this football team.
All right. Wiggy, optimistic
yep.
when it comes to Gerard Mayo and what he will be as a head coach. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Courtney talked about lightening the mood. I just want to go in a completely different direction quick this morning, if I could, to get our mind off of football. And this is a lead for...
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial.
That's PHILO.TV to start watching.
Those who are like me and entering the golden years, just a little bit of a warning for those who are entering their golden years and live in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Oftentimes, retirement means that you and your beloved buy an RV and plan some trips to travel around and see this great country of ours.
Yellowstone.
Starting January 1st in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you will no longer be allowed to purchase a recreational vehicle.
What?
That's it.
Wait.
That is when that goes into effect in Massachusetts, January 1st.
What?
So you are no longer allowed to buy an RV in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Who elected Maura and Wu as our queens?
I don't know.
In all sincerity, this is not. Isn't this a democracy?
I don't know how. An older couple is supposed to drive and see the country if they can't do it in an RV. I mean, I guess.
But aren't there companies that sell RVs?
Or those poor people, those companies that are selling.
They're not allowed to sell them in Massachusetts
anymore.
They're
just going to go under.
No, they are gas guzzlers. I mean, are you
not? I thought we were supposed to support businesses right now.
No.
We literally just had our election. We could have just voted it then.
That was on my bucket list too.
Was it?
Who doesn't want to travel in an RV?
Oh my God, no interest.
Go do the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, man.
With the Camaro.
That is such a
Would you drive or would it be Talina? I feel like I see you behind the wheel driving, singing some show tunes.
Yeah.
Playing the license plate game.
Yeah. I go bigger IV, like a almost like bus steering wheel, the RV, rather than kind of like
sleep in the back.
Sleep in the back.
Maybe do a live episode of Couples and Cocktails in the back at some camping area.
All these
area,
scenic places all over the country that you'd like to go to.
There's all these political scientists that have weighed in after November 5th, and they've been theorizing as to why this all happened with Trump and everything. The core of all the discontent is that grown adults are tired of elected people telling them how to live their life. At the core of if you want to just understand the baseline, nothing to do with the people, the personalities, there are certainly loathsome qualities to Donald Trump. He is a narcissistic small man.
Yeah.
Totally agree. But the reason why so many normal people voted against Kamala Harris is because they're tired of people telling them how to live their life, and when they tell them how they should treat themselves in the middle of a pandemic, be told something that's totally false, and there's never accountability.
Yeah.
So if you want to know why we're going this way, if you want to have the country go back in a direction where you like it more, where people are a little bit more to the left, then stop having these politicians dictate what should happen in a free market.
Yeah. Well, they want you to go back to it. Like, if you want to travel, you know, in your golden years or when your kids are young, you can't do it in an RV. They want you to do it in a stagecoach or
Have you ever seen how bad for the earth jet fuel is?
Yep.
This is a shot at men everywhere. There are a lot of guys, you might not get it, but there are a lot of guys that want to get together, jump in an RV, and go to all these college football places.
Are there still guys that want to do that, Wiggy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think guys would rather just hop on a plane, get there as quick as possible. I think that this is more couples that like to do the RV trips.
There are plenty of guys I know that say, we're going to get a bunch of guys, and we're going to hit up 3 or 4 college football games.
They go tailgating and they go
every
in the
different
RV
place.
When I was at BC, it was a huge thing to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Be bad for them.
All right. Ugh. Well, those are our leads this morning from Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday. Coming up next, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And speaking of that, here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Pats fall in Miami 34-15 the final against the Dolphins, with Drake May completing 22 of 37 passes for 222 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. The offense had just 44 total yards in the first half, and penalties hurt the guys once again. They had 10 in the loss. We are going to get to what Gerard Mayo had to say about that during They Said It this morning. Speaking of Mayo, he will join us this Patriots Monday in the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll chat with Boomer Esiason before that at 8 a.m. In college football, BC is going bowling. They got their sixth win on Saturday, beating UNC 41-21.
That's nice.
Really nice.
For our guy, Bill O'Brien.
Yes. I hope that it's a good bowl game. Like, I hope we're not getting another close, like, Fenway Bowl type deal. I want people to be able to travel and see a new place.
Show a road show for the Greg Hill program. Shreveport, Louisiana, the Independence Bowl. Oh. Looking like BC Army, man.
Oh, is that where it is? Shreveport?
December 28th. Okay. It's lovely that time of year.
Oh, Army
is it in Shreveport? I've never been to Shreveport.
I've never either.
I've been in New Orleans. Very nice.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Looks lovely.
All right. Well, the Celtics beat the Timberwolves at the TD Garden last night. 107-105, the final. Jaylen Brown started the game with five straight threes, ending the game with a game-high 29 points. And it's back-to-back nights for the Seas. They're hosting the Clippers tonight at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30. The Bruins got their second win under Joe Sacco on Saturday, beating the Red Wings 2-1. And the crazy news over the weekend, just 5 days after Jim Montgomery was fired, he has a new home. Monty signed a five-year deal to be St. Louis Blues head coach. That five-day period is the shortest in-season span between a head coach being fired and hired by another team in NHL history.
And St. Louis appears to have no questions whatsoever about his coaching abilities, giving him a five-year deal.
Right.
And that's, I think, what Julian got as well.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't this an indictment about Sweeney's roster? That if these coaches are talented and they go on immediately to either find success or find employment, doesn't that mean that other general managers view the Bruins roster as not being good enough?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Or, as you have said in the past, there's an issue when it comes to guys who are playing on this hockey team and don't want to be coached or want to run the organization. I mean, that could be the other explanation.
Right, and in that case, they're being empowered by Sweeney, which hurts the roster.
But that would never happen, not with hockey players.
No.
Character's too high to be, you know, all about me versus the team.
All the players pro bono.
It's time to cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked home-style chicken pot pie. It's packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I never heard TC bring up the Blackhawks off-field stuff when he talks about how great hockey players are. 35 degrees. Feels like 24, afternoon high of 51.